You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome, welcome. This is Zargates Pulse. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and I'm delighted to be saying for the very first time, welcome back, because this is episode 2, which means we weren't cancelled. The powers that be didn't pull us off the airways. So we are here. And it actually means we've outlasted, and I might be showing my age here, if anyone remembers the much hyped NBC show back in the day called Quarter Life, got quite a lot of hype, but then it was pulled after just one pilot episode. I think we can call that an achievement and a victory. Remember, as always, you can find me on X. Come and hang out. I'm at #D. That's #HASHD. Do also make sure you follow all of our official Zargates channels. We're on Telegram, we're on Discord, we're on X, we're on Instagram. So do come hang out with us and look forward to seeing you. Got a great show again today. We've got our community question, got some latest news. I'm going to do a bit of a deep dive into tokenomics for you as well today, and a little update about season 2 and more. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Community question of the week.
Thanks, everyone, again for hitting me up with all your questions. For this week, I picked one more specifically about the retro drop game to get into that. And it comes in from at Alua79. And it reads, I am new to the retro drop game. I'm loving it, but struggling to get past around level 80. Can you give me some advice? Yes, I can, is the answer to that. But I will caveat it by saying I am no means the best out there. And I regularly jump over to YouTube and see quite a lot of people that post reviews and post game guides. So I would head over there because there's a lot of great content there. What I will do, though, is give you my top 3 tips for the game that I've learned since playing it. So hopefully these will help you. Right, my number one top tip is to use the next wave and the pause as much as you can. Don't let the levels run out, because by hitting the next wave button as early as you can, you're going to get valuable money that you need in order to be able to upgrade enough to have the towers that you need at the later levels. If you need a bit of a break, or you want to position something, or you want to upgrade something, then just use the pause button, because you can update things at any time. But just make sure you keep the levels running. My second top tip would be to upgrade your towers on the spot. If you position a tower or a cannon or whatever it is, and you wait and then you upgrade it later, the upgrade cost actually goes up with each level. So it's going to get more and more expensive. I would wait until you've got the money to fully upgrade it to how you want it, and then position it on the map. For example, if I want to upgrade a ballista all the way to the top level 3, then I'm going to wait till I've got just over 50,000 in the bank, and then just do it all in one go, so it's as cheap as possible. My third top tip would be that slowing down enemies can wait. What I mean by that is that the time warp one is great, but you don't actually need it until around level 70, 75. You can get all the way through to there without having to slow anything down. Concentrate up until that point on using your money for torches, for upgrading all of your killing towers, and save the time warps for a little bit later in the game. Right, they're my top 3. Do let me know how you get on with it. If anybody's got any other top tips, then do let me know so I can do better as well. And if you want to be featured for next week's community question, just hit me up on X and I will read it out on the show.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
Right, so with the team super busy, kind of with some architectural and behind the scenes and getting ready for Amakin this week, I wanted to use this time just to talk a little bit about tokenomics, because we launched and published the white paper last week, and the tokenomics is such an exciting part of our business for me. It was one of the things that really excited me about the project, just because of its uniqueness in the Web3 and the gaming space. So I thought I'd just talk to you guys a little bit more about it in detail. So token emission for Zargates is just 11,952,000 coins in total, which is pretty small compared to kind of modern day projects. So a quite small supply. And these are going to be mined by the players over the course of 100 years. And let me get into that, because there are no coins that are reserved for the team. There are no coins for investors. There are no coins for influencers. There's no crazy unlocking. There's no different milestones. There is just a predictable emission of Zargates tokens every day for 100 years. So we start with 1,280 coins that are mined by players playing all the games that will be available on the Zargates platform. And then those tokens are divided up between just the players that play that day, based pro rata on factors such as their playtime, their level, whether they have an NFT or not, and the game studios that host games on the Zargates platform. Again, pro rata based on how popular their games were that day. Those tokens then go out to players each day, and that continues day after day for 100 years. But that's not quite all, because a little bit like Bitcoin, we have our own halvings. So after 5 years, 25 years, 50 years, and 75 years of Zargates after our TGE, the daily emission of tokens gets halved. So we start with 1,280, but after the fifth year, and therefore the first halving, the total coins per day mined drops to 640, and then down to 320, and so on. So this tokenomics model is full anti-scam, it is anti-rug, it is built for the long term, it's no opaqueness, it is out there for you guys to know exactly what is going on, and it rewards the players. We're here for the players, we're here for you guys to have fun, and that is why you're getting the rewards. I am going to do a little bit of a deeper dive into it further with a video in the coming weeks. So just talking about a little bit more about what I touched upon with the reward points, the leveling up and the NFTs. So keep an eye on our YouTube channel, as I'll be doing that very soon.
What is coming up soon?
So I introduced it to you last week, but Anakin is getting closer and closer by the day. The team are working so hard to get this set up, and it's not going to be long now until you can dive in and start doing the quests in the newest game. And with it is going to come Pinky, our super cute little baby elephant artifact, the first artifact that we're going to be airdropping for you guys. And you may have seen it. We kind of teased Pinky a few days ago. So do keep your eyes out. We're going to be doing a full-on countdown for that, which is going to be our first artifact airdrop for you guys to get for free. Going to come with some super cool bonuses and some lifelong rewards and things for you guys throughout the whole entirety of Zargates project. So it is going to be a super valuable artifact, as well as being silly cute. So keep your eyes open for Pinky on our announcement channel, because he and Amakin are coming really, really soon. We're almost now as well halfway through season 2 in the Retro Drop game. Do keep plugging away, getting those coins, using the boosters to get up to buy your tickets for the guaranteed token allocation. 2 million for a gold ticket in this season. And again, it's going to go up in season 3. So you want to get them now. Get them before your friends join. Do that. Keep joining us in the game. Happy Hour has just been relaunched as well, so you can dive in every day and pick up some free emeralds and free diamonds that will help you along the way. And the only other thing for me to say is thank you so much for all of your kind words, your reviews and your ratings. Do please keep them coming. It's going to help grow the pod. It's going to help grow our family, grow the Zargates community. And I will see you again this time next week.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.